It is 7:47, time for the Kevin Clark Business Minute, presented on 1450 WHTC by the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, and the man himself, Kevin Clark. Good to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, good morning, Brent.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Good to have you back with us, and the markets seem to be pretty stable lately.
Well, you know, we're looking at, record highs, when you look at the last week or so. I mean, we have had a couple of negative days, but, record high prices, really it's a reflection of the health of corporate America and also the outlook. I mean, typically stocks are 3 to 6 months out in front of where the economy is. But in this case, I think it's more a reflection of the health of corporate America. And when you really look at balance sheets and you look at earnings, you look at dividends, all of those things which really would be examples of health of corporate America, we're looking at the best corporate America has looked in 30 or 40 years. That's reflecting in stock prices. Unfortunately, that hasn't necessarily reflected in the health of the overall economy. And I think that really is the issue, is that we have a tale of two economies. One where corporate America has done extremely well. They've had tremendous gains in productivity, but yet that hasn't really spilled over into a healthy job market. And, many people are still underemployed or unemployed.
Absolutely.
So that's really the gap out there. And, we can get right back to, what are some of the policies that we are pursuing that may be hindering us, moving the health of corporate America into the average daily lives of most Americans. And so when you look at what's going on from a week ago, the Federal Reserve decided not to change policy and is continuing to print $85 billion a month. That has resulted in lower interest rates, really quite dramatically from a week ago. That should help keep the housing market moving, and we had seen some evidence that housing was starting to lag. So that's happened in the last week. I think Washington. what can you say?
I know. What can you say?
continues to be reckless, and truly is the drag on the U.S. economy. And so until Washington, both sides of the aisle and the president, until they become adults, we're going to have a lag there for the economy. But again, corporate earnings are going to start being released coming up starting next week. And that's really going to be the key, Brent, when you look at where's the market going to finish the year, where does the first quarter, take us in stocks. And I would suggest to you that if earnings come in at least expectation, maybe beat expectation, mm-hmm. that we will be looking at record highs by the end of the year.
Unbelievable. I don't get it. Like you say, it's a tale of two economies, but it just somehow just keeps moving forward. And for a lot of us looking at our portfolio, it's a good thing. But how long can it last, Kevin? I don't know. Nobody really knows. I know you don't.
You know, the one thing, Brent, that you have to remember is that there's cash, and more cash sitting on the sidelines.
Yes, there is.
Trillions waiting to be more productive, waiting to get invested, waiting to invest in new companies, and waiting to invest, hiring new people. But all of that is still with all of this uncertainty. It stays on the sideline. But when that money moves, it is going to be powerful.
It sure is. All right, Kevin Clark, thank you very much for joining us. Always good to have you on the show, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday, okay?
Have a great day, Brent.
All right, my friend. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Clark. And the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. And Kevin will be back in again next Wednesday right here on 1450.